Sinelizwi Fakade is the CEO at Rocky Park Farming Group. We're going to try and talk now about the commercial status of young farmers, or trying to reach that commercial status in order to be able to help South Africa. The farming industry, agriculture on the whole, has certainly been a helpful part of the entire process of enabling and aiding South Africa's growth in any way. Sinelizwi, thank you so much for the time, and appreciate it here on The Money Show. Let's talk just about your biggest challenges at this point. How far are you? How's it gone? Now you're reaching, or trying to reach, that commercial status. How far?
Thanks. Thanks for the opportunity, and good evening to yourself and to the listeners at large. I think it's been a long journey. This whole commercialization vision started back when one is actually getting, you know, intensive education in terms of agriculture. So the foundation for what I'm doing today was purely based around education, the willingness to be exposed as a young person, and to really get understanding of how the industry works. Fast forward, you know, until when I started farming, which was in 2019, September, the business is obviously in its fourth cycle of production. And, you know, the biggest challenge has been financial access, combined with a very, stringent, if not conservative, marketing platform. It's very difficult as a new entrant to get into the business of agriculture or to be a commercial farmer as well. So I think fundamentally for me, it's been around, you know, financial access to grow the business, as well as the ability to actually trade your product. It's all good and well to produce the tons, but if you can't sell, you might as well just close shop. So for me, it's just been around those areas today.
Yeah, in trying to convince people that this is certainly the way to go, how did you get that right? I mean, that whole process too is also very important, right? You need to be able to show them that actually This is a project to get into. This is very necessary. Sure. But at the same time, showing them why you need commercial farming or need to have that commercial status. How did you go about that?
No, sure. I think, as I said, you know, it was education. So I started agricultural studies, as a forest grad 8. You know, I matriculated in an agricultural college. All four degrees are related to agriculture, production, rural development, and rural and sustainable management. So everything has been centered around the agricultural industry with regards to my education. Then I took it a level up. I never had school holidays. Specifically when I was in high school, I used to visit white commercial farms in the area of the Eastern Cape, specifically looking at my interest, which was grain production and livestock production. So you know, that vocational exposure goes a long way to anyone wanting to start an agricultural business. You know, understanding how the trends work with regards to asking the relevant questions. You know, I had a mentality where there was never a stupid question because I didn't know everything. I may have read everything theoretically, but practically on the ground, I knew nothing. So for me, it was a situation of I exposed myself. I got the opportunity to be educated in agriculture. I combined that with a big hunger with regards to just learning and learning and learning. And then combined with that was, you know, applying for funding, you know. It took me 6 years before I was approved for any sort of funding for me to start my operation today. And today, the funding that I have is a loan structure. So it's not even grant funding. I have to pay this money back. So it was based around a very structured business plan that was reviewed by a mentor today who's obviously the former farm owner. So I built relationships. I made it a point that I educate myself from an agricultural perspective, but I also understood that I don't know it all, which was very vital as a person coming to the industry. It's not impossible. You just have to do the hard yards in the beginning.
Sure. And finding the way to do those hard yards is pretty much everything. What does commercial farming sort of mean to you? I mean, what kind of numbers would you expect or hope for yourselves to be able to push out? And what does it actually entail? What do you do as a commercial farmer then?
So Rocky Park Farming Group is a grain production operation. So we do maize, soya, sorghum, and we've introduced oats now for seed or bale. So you're looking to be in a position where you're making money, you're reaching the averages for you to be able to break even, obviously make profit. Obviously, climate plays a big role in my operation because I'm a dryland farmer. I don't have the irrigation yet. I just started out. So one is needing assistance in critical aspects of the farm. But for me, it's a situation where, for example, I need to average 8.5 tons per hectare for me to be able to make money from my maize. I need to average 2 tons a hectare for me to be able to make money from maize. The maize price currently is looking at, I think it's 3,400 rand a ton. So if you quickly do the math, it does make sense, but you have to get your tonnages, which is a production and a technical aspect which you can never leave behind as a producer. So as a dryland farmer, my targets, because all my calculations are done in a sense where I have to make sure that my business is making money from each hectare. So the turnover per hectare has to make sense. And the whole intention is to make sure that I'm running a viable business. Because at the end of the day, profits, you know, money is king in this game, in the sense to say you have to make money to be able to get back money. So my production is linked to a strong financial attribution, which regards to saying I have to make money. Every single hectare I plant needs to give me enough return for me to go back to that hectare the following season. But also, I need to be working in a sustainable manner. So I have to make sure that my marketing strategies are correct, and I have to make sure that I've got a constant eye on what the markets are doing when it comes to offtakes, when it comes to prices per ton for the commodities I'm doing on Rocky Park. So it's based on a strong financial aspect combined with a strong technical aspect with regards to production to achieve the yield, but ultimately also with a very well-structured marketing plan.
In 30 seconds, where to from here? What's next?
Rocky Park is growing. It's expanding. I need to agro-process. So it's a situation where, you know, one needs to add value to the product. So Rocky Park from now, 1,300 hectares, we need to be going up from 1,300 hectares under production, looking at about 1,800 hectares. Steady growth is important. But ultimately, I need to add value to my product. And as a grain farmer, animal feed is an important thing in the Eastern Cape. And that's the next aspect of the business with regards to Rocky Park Farming Group.
I can only wish you all of the best, root for you, and really stand behind you and say, I really, really hope Rocky Park Farming Group takes on more than just South Africa, really just begins to own the space and makes it a whole lot further than it is even right now. Sinelizwe Fakade, the CEO at Rocky Park Farming Group, thank you so much for your time. The commercial farming space, one to reach out for and one that they're trying to go at. Young farmers doing their thing there.